establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, here is American Network, and you know, if you look at the world today and see what's going on and understand there is an organized effort to destroy the economy of my nation. Basically, they've intentionally sent over 12 million jobs overseas, and they're not coming back again. They kind of have permanently high unemployment. Our gross domestic product is 70% consumption. We have the largest economy, gross domestic product in the world, but 70% of it is simply buying products, and you can't spend yourself into prosperity any more than you continue borrowing 43 cents of every dollar you spend indefinitely and simply making up for the deficit by having the Federal Reserve System, the central bank, buy up 61% of all of the debt in the United States. You can't keep buying your own debt, and the Federal Reserve does that by simply creating more money out of nothing. And this is highly inflationary. And, of course, when the velocity of money picks up, which it will one of these days, why then, of course, you get runaway hyperinflation. And everybody says, oh, isn't it terrible? The monetary system collapsed. The people are impoverished. We had no idea what was going to happen. And that's not true. They know exactly what they're doing. In fact, I have a new little mnemonic. They want to wreck our society. R is they want to destroy our religious foundation. They've done that pretty well. They've changed the music and the message of the church. And the church has been fairly well neutralized. It doesn't speak out on the real issues. It doesn't certainly go into the whole idea that they've taken any fear of God out of our churches, or they've destroyed the music, the great music of our churches. They want to destroy our economy. That's the EC currency. They want to destroy the value of our currency. And K, they want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. And that's why they're poisoning our air, and they're poisoning our food, and they're poisoning our water, and they're doing everything they can to promote cancer, and they're blocking effective cancer treatments. And it all doesn't make sense unless there's another factor. And for years I pondered. I knew I was missing something. And then I discovered the occult world, and came to realize that many of our leaders simply contacted the occult world, and that is the source of their wealth and their power. And with us this morning is certainly one of the country's leading experts on the occult, William Kennedy, who's in the process of recovering from strep throat. At least I hope he's recovering from the strep throat. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm feeling much better. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad you are. Well, how did you uncover this? You know, because basically most people... people have no idea there is another dimension there that you can tap into, that this is what our leaders, people of great wealth, do, and so many of them actually have obtained their wealth and power by tapping into the other dimension. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, that's a very interesting question, because about 20 years ago, I finished my master's degree at San Francisco State University in philosophy, and how I found out about this occult underground was very strange. A classmate who was from San Francisco invited me to a place called the Bohemian Club, which is in San Francisco. His sister was doing a piano recital there, and I had never heard of this place, the Bohemian Club, before. And it was a very plain building on the outside, but when I went inside, it was very ornate and expensive and beautiful. And I asked some questions about it when I was there. The recital was very nice. And then I started, after I left, and, you know, this fellow was still my friend, I started to look into what the Bohemian Club actually was. And I was quite shocked to find out that it was an occult organization primarily made up of the richest people in the world and most of the major politicians in the world, including Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, all sorts of people from entertainment. Merv Griffin was a member of the Bohemian Grove. And I had never heard of this. I'm from the Boston area in Massachusetts. And when I came back and I asked some people about it, I asked some very wealthy people I knew, and they had heard of it. They weren't members. But it's basically, it turned out to be an elite secret society. And they have their headquarters at this very beautiful building that I was in San Francisco as a guest. But they also, in Northern California, they have this huge forested area called the Bohemian Grove. And every year these rich, super powerful people meet there and they perform bizarre occult rituals before a giant owl god. They have a mock human sacrifice. They dress in Ku Klux Klan type regalia with robes and hoods. They venerate this giant owl god. And they also have other occult rituals that you don't hear a lot about. They have a yearly play. They call it a play, but actually it's an occult ritual. And over the years, these plays that they put on, they call them hijinks. That's where you get the term hijinks. But they've had plays honoring the devil. They have had plays honoring various occult figures in history, Merlin the Magician. And it's essentially an occult organization. And what these people do, they meet once a year, perform these bizarre esoteric rituals, and then the rest of the year they work towards the mutual aid of each other. They work for the best interests of each other. Now, what's very bizarre is it doesn't matter if these people are conservatives or liberals or Democrats or Republicans. That's insignificant. Consider that Jimmy Carter was a member of the Bohemian Grove, as was Ronald Reagan. And their ultimate allegiance was not to the Constitution of the United States or to the American people. The ultimate allegiance these men had was to the Bohemian Grove and members of the Bohemian Grove as a means to promote financial wealth between them.
Well, Chris, the Bohemian Club and the Bohemian Grove are one and the same. Most people don't know that. We'll be back in a moment with William Kevin.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Doc, William Kennedy has been talking about the Bohemian Grove, which is one of a number of occult organizations for the wealthy and powerful. Very few people have seen anything that they have published or written. We happen to have some of their books, and where they go into the background, nobody's supposed to have them, but they do publish them, but only for the elite. Well, we got a set of their books, and certainly on the opening page, sort of like the title page or the back of the title page, they have a reference, and all it says on the entire page is, "We revere the owl." We revere the owl. Well, what are they talking about? Well, the owl is the symbol of Moloch. It's the symbol of Satan, of this mysterious force that you can tap into. Now, I'm not saying everybody who attends the Bohemian Grove really understands this. I suspect many of them don't. We do know that at these meetings, of course, there are all sorts of pedophilia and homosexuality. And you have the leaders of our nation running around naked, you know, in the forest there, and the biggest men in the country are there. We do know that Richard Nixon, in the White House tapes, when they were taping conversations in his office, talked about those fags up there running around in the woods, and he spoke with total disdain about this, but he went, why? Is this is where the power is. And Richard Nixon was a very insecure little man, and he wanted to be associated with the real source of power. After all, he was only the president of the United States, simply one of the flunkies for the people who really run the world. And if you haven't seen the effect, there's one of the people that actually left, and forgotten his name. He used to be a White House advisor, but he had actually written about, you know, the homosexuality that went on there. And Alex Jones interviews him and his excellent video on the Bohemian Grove, but we do carry that. We have a 4-tape set on the Bohemian Grove where we talk to people who've been there, who've worked there, a woman who is forced to service the men there. She was controlled by the CIA, and it's a fascinating 4-tape set. Nothing like it any place. This is one of the centers of the world occult movement, And the fact that most people really don't understand that there is another dimension out there, and many of our leaders tap into this, and that's what the rituals are all about. Go right ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, much of the homosexuality at the Bohemian Grove has been proved, especially in 2004. It came out that a gay pornography star by the name of Chad Savage was hired there as a valet for the two-week meeting they have there. So Chad Savage is a hardcore gay porn star, and he gets about $20,000 a day to appear in pornographic films. So I'm sure when they hired him as a valet, they paid him well, and he was doing a lot more than serving drinks and running errands. He was obviously sexually serving the members of the Bohemian Grove. Now, people can go to WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com, and click on, I have an occult history multimedia page and a satanic crime multimedia page, which has all the information people need on the Bohemian Grove, including Alex Jones' famous film. Alex Jones is a radio host who snuck in there in 2000 and filmed their secret owl ritual. It's quite stunning to see, and it's quite scary when you consider that all of these hooded men are people we know and names that we know. So we're looking at something very, very strange here, a bizarre series of events at the Bohemian Grove. And what people need to remember more than anything is that these people, you mentioned all those statistics earlier about people moving jobs out of the United States, the 12 million manufacturing jobs that we have lost. And this is all done by the members of the Bohemian Grove. And their ultimate concern is to move all of the wealth of the world into their hands by whatever means possible. They're not particularly loyal to whatever countries they come from, and they just don't come from the United States. They come from all over the world. Members of high-ranking members of the German government are Bohemian Grove members, high-ranking bankers. These are primarily the people who are trying to overthrow the Constitution of the United States, which is pretty much the biggest threat to their ultimate power that they can see. And for people out there who don't realize it, our civil rights have been eroded by these people with things like the Patriot Act. You can be arrested and held without charge now. We have a degenerate legal system. Look at this case of the Secret Service agents down in Colombia who were caught in a brothel arguing over a bill for some prostitutes. And they were in this brothel in Colombia bragging about protecting the President of the United States. So we're looking at a systemic problem from the top down. Now, Barack Obama is not a member of the Bohemian Grove, but his top advisors are, including Goolsbee, who was his chief economic advisor. He's since left the White House after he ruined the economy. He faded into the background, but Austin Goolsbee was a member of both the Skull and Bone Society at Yale and the Bohemian Grove. So we're looking at a very bizarre connection of rich elites who just want more money and power for themselves, and they do so through whatever means possible. They control the pharmacy companies. They control medicine. They control just about everything, the banks, you know. So if you think that these people don't affect you, they affect you every day in every way, whether you like it or not. Now, people must safeguard against these people in the sense of taking care of their own personal finances. For example, people should start putting some of their savings into gold and silver, you know, gold and silver that they have in their own possession, not kept anywhere, because these groups even lie about things they sell you, like they will sell you gold or silver and say it's being held in a vault somewhere and it actually doesn't exist. There's a fellow out there, an economist named Max Kaiser, who keeps pointing this out. The gold and silver that these a lot of these elite bankers claim to have doesn't exist at all. Most of the gold in the world is actually in the Vatican vaults, about one-fourth of it. So you really can't fully trust the economic system right now. They don't have your best interests at heart, and you must safeguard your own finances. Now, if you have a job, certainly keep it. I'm not telling anyone to quit their job and head for the hills. Keep your job. Try and put some of your savings into gold and silver and look into some kind of alternative internet home business, even on eBay, that you might be able to run yourself. You want to generate an independent income as much as you possibly can.
Well, I think that's good advice. People have to understand that there are, well, there are these people belong to many of cult organizations. The CIA, part of the CIA, is involved with the occult. Well, not all of it. It's very tightly compartmentalized, but certainly the people at the very top understand that. The CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs and depravity in the world today. You have a man like George Herbert Walker Bush, former director of the CIA. He's a member of the Bilderbergers, a member, certainly, of the Trilateral Commission, of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bohemian Grove, which is Luciferian, Skull and Bones, which is Luciferian, and, of course, he is fabulously wealthy. They just bought a couple hundred thousand acres down in Paraguay, the Bush family, so that they'll have a place to go when they collapse this country. They know what they're doing. And certainly, Junior, George W. Bush, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. I've met George. He's not very smart. So he's never been really invited into the CFR Bilderberger Trilateral Commission group. But this is all founded the occult. Not that everybody who's involved in these organizations really understands, but at the top, they understand that you could tap into this supernatural dimension. And, of course, that is where you obtain your wealth and your power, because there are spiritual forces out there which direct the course of world events. Their goal today is to destroy the financial stability of our nation, to wreck America, to change our religion, to destroy our economy, to destroy our monetary system. And they're in the process of poisoning our food and poisoning our air with the chemtrails and poisoning our water with aluminum and fluoride and lead and cadmium. And this, of course, is why we have a dramatic increase in autism. But they know these things. They just don't want us to know. But William, certainly, the idea that there is a spiritual dimension out there, that actually there are beings that can cross the barrier between the one dimension, the other, that's the hardest thing for people to realize. And, of course, all these ideas about, E.T. coming from another planet. No, ladies and gentlemen, the UFOs, these entities that people see from time to time, they don't come from another planet. They come from another dimension. Would you like to just touch on that at all?
Sure, Dr. Stan. UFOs, I believe, are diabolical hallucinations. And I believe they are from the devil myself. That's my opinion. Now, a lot of my friends believe that they're aliens from other planets who are visiting us. But I don't think so, because if they were aliens from other planets, they would either conquer us or they would help us. They give us the cure for cancer. What these beings who come here in spacecrafts do is really just add to confusion, and people who have claimed to have contact with them usually have nightmares and horrible times. So I think these are just demonic aberrations or demonic hallucinations. I don't believe they're from other planets. Now, is there life on other planets? I really don't know. Nothing in science that I've seen has proven that there's life like us on other planets. There's really no way to know because these other planets are simply too far away to find out. They're just huge distances away, and what God has done with them or created there, I don't think we'll ever know, even with our strong telescopes. We'll never fully figure it out, and I haven't seen any solid evidence that, you know, these UFOs appear and disappear, so there's really no way that they are from this universe. They're from the diabolical dimension, which is another name for hell. Now, when you come out with stuff like this, you get a lot of criticism from a lot of different people, all of this stuff we're talking about. The former child actor Kirk Cameron just came out with a wonderfully interesting documentary about the Christian origins of the United States and how we should be a Christian country. And he is just being tormented by everybody on the left simply for pointing out solid historical facts about how the origins and roots of our country are biblically based.
Hold that thought, William. Our telephone number first is 818-772-5475-24. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Severe weather season is just around the corner, and the Colorado Broadcasters Association, in cooperation with the National Weather Service, is conducting statewide emergency alert system test on Tuesday, April the 17th, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. This statewide test allows Colorado's radio and television stations to confirm that their equipment is working properly before we get into severe weather seasons. To learn more about the April 17th statewide emergency alert system test, visit coloradobroadcasters.org.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, first, there really is another dimension, and you can tap into it. I'm not suggesting you do it. I'm suggesting you understand. And certainly, God, the God we worship, of course, he and his angels work in this other dimension. And it is in the other dimension the real battle for the survival of Christian civilization is being fought. But certainly you can tap into it. I'm not suggesting you do. In fact, I would advise you not to. But, of course, there are people, there are a lot of fraudulent people in astrology out there, but there are people who really, through astrology, can tap into the other dimension. Nancy Reagan, Ronald Reagan, deeply involved in this, as are many wealthy and powerful people. Certainly, with a Ouija board, my wife, when she was young and foolish, actually worked with a Ouija board, frightened her to death because, of course, she put your hands on the board, and, of course, they begin to move automatically. And you don't want to do these things. You need to know the use of tarot cards, diviners. I have to use one time a divining rod, and it will just twist right out of your hands. I said, hey, there are mediums. We have a good friend, Joanna Michelson, who had the gift. She got it from her aunt. The gift means that you're clairvoyant. And, she was actually picked to be a faith healer. If you've never read her book, On the Beautiful Side of Evil, we carry it. And we actually have a four-tape set with several hours of interviews with Joanna as she tells her story. And she saw hundreds of people with incurable diseases cured. And she really thought this was of God. I mean, how could these people who, you know, had been given up to die, who had all these terrible tumors, how could they suddenly be healthy? And it had to be from God. And she mistakenly believed that this was a manifestation of God, only to find out later as she analyzed this that these people were all demonically possessed. And we get it, Christian, to the idea of the fortune tellers and the sorcerers. If you've ever been to one of Benny Hinn's religious services, you'll see him point at people and they'll fall over backwards, collapse. He'll point to the crowd, and I've talked to people who've been at his conferences, and they all fall backwards as a heavy hand on their chest, pushing them. These are supernatural manifestations. You must understand it's real, and you must understand that the scriptures tell us to avoid it at all costs. Avoid it. And even Sydney, we're going to be giving a talk on this on the 2nd and 3rd of June at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And we're going to be talking on, well, on Agenda 21, but you can't understand Agenda 21 unless you understand that there are some people who have a different worldview, who hate America, who want to destroy America. And that's the purpose of Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, as they move to wreck our nation and to kill off the majority of the people in the world. Why do you think the incidence of cancer is going up when we have a war on cancer? Why do you think, of course, that there's so many people with the incidence of heart disease is half again in the United States what it is in England and comparable people, and the diabetic rate is twice the rate here than it is in other countries? Why do we have increasing the disease and disability? And where did all the new diseases come from? And there are new diseases that plague mankind. And they're made in laboratories. And they're systematically released. And they're killing millions, hundreds of millions of people. When you understand what's really going on in the world today, they've already killed billions. They're killing millions every day. They intend to kill off most of the people in the world. That's why we're going to war with Iran and the Muslim world. And the average individual has no idea what is really going on because they do not understand the spiritual battle. and under all circumstances, never try to contact the other dimension. God warns against it in Deuteronomy and Leviticus and in so many of the scriptures. And we'll be covering all of this and giving you the documentation. But understand it there. You cannot understand it, what's going on today, unless you understand the supernatural dimension. And, of course, we mention this because we hope it will draw you closer to our Lord, because that is the only source of your protection in the difficult times that lie ahead. Our telephone number, of course, is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Our guest this morning is William Kennedy. William, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your website and get your excellent material? And we do carry your book on the satanic crimes, and when are you going to get your book on the homosexuality within the Catholic Church back in France?
Well, I'm going to try and get it out this summer. I've been tied up with other projects, but for now, people can go to williamhkennedy.com, and I have a ritual abuse page which covers a lot of the cases in the Roman Catholic Church. I wrote a book called Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, back in 2004, and it went out of print, and I am bringing it back. I'm getting on top of that now. I've had just a lot of stuff in my personal life recently, but I will have that out. Now, another book I'd like to recommend, something we were talking about before the break, the belief I have that UFOs are actually diabolical emanations or from Satan. There's a wonderful book called Round Trip to Hell in a Flying Saucer by Timothy Green Beckley. And what he has done, he's a paranormal researcher. He's taken accounts from people who are UFO contactees who have concluded that their encounters with aliens were actually encounters with demons. So I'm not alone in this theory. Again, the name of the book is Round Trip to Hell in a Flying Saucer, Timothy Green Beckley. It's an excellent collection. He edited it, and it's different authors who write on people who believe that their alien contact or alien abductions were actually encounters with diabolical forces from hell. So there's actually a big movement in this area, so I'm not alone when I speak of this. Now, what people have to keep in mind is that the United States Constitution is, as far as I'm concerned, divinely inspired. I think God had a hand in giving us this particular document, which assures us various freedoms, freedom of speech, and so forth. And the people who are running our government and economy are looking to undermine and destroy it by making laws and doing various things which just strip us of these rights. Now, you were talking about medical diseases. Not only have physical diseases increased in their frequency, but now mental disorders are also becoming more and more prevalent. Not that people are becoming
Hold that thought, William. We'll be back in a moment. Our number 877-254-7544.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. But, you know, most people are simply very involved in the things going on today. And they look, you know, and they look at Agenda 21, scratch their heads, and they say, it doesn't make sense. They look and see what's going on over there in the Near East politically as we topple nation after nation after nation, and we tell the American people it's all spontaneous, the Arab Spring, just the natural desire for the people for democracy, and then they hold their elections, and they end up voting themselves into a dictatorship to the Muslim Brotherhood, and then we say, gee, we made another mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, our leaders aren't making mistakes. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know that they know exactly what they're doing. And then, of course, we can certainly look at so much of what's going on in the world today, and we can see how the government we installed in China, the communist government, oh yes, we did install it. People have forgotten. In 1949, the American State Department installed the communist government of China. That was why Joe McCarthy was so popular. He was pointing out our government had brought communism to China and Eastern Europe. And that's why he felt there were communists working in our government. Well, it wasn't the communists working within our government. It was the occultists working within our government through the foundations and the great and the CFR and similar organizations who were creating this communist movement as the great diversion so that we would not understand what was going on in America and we would focus our attention overseas rather than here. Everything you see today, ladies and gentlemen, is an illusion or a delusion. And that's it. Until you understand that, you won't be able to understand anything going on in the world. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. And I agree with William when he says that the UFOs are demonic manifestations. They are. They're not that people don't see them, or that they are tangible, but they can disappear. People can look at them and suddenly they're gone. We have a wonderful four-tape set on the return of the giants done by our good friend Barry Shamish when the giants returned to Israel in the late 1990s. And then, of course, they were there for a few years and they disappeared, but so many people saw them. And we have a book on alien interviews or interviews with people actually who've been in touch with the people who've been in touch with people from this other dimension. And one doctor who's removed the chips that have been implanted in at least 16 different people. These are not imaginary. They're real. They're tangible. So, you talk to people about this sort of thing, most of them look at you, their eyes glaze over. They cannot believe there is another dimension, can they? William?
Yes, Dr. Stan. When you consider that people are pretty much left in the dark. And this is a big part of our entertainment industry, is to eclipse people from actually looking at these sorts of things. You know, people know, they watch shows like Ellen DeGeneres and what have you. Even the news programs are pretty horrible. So they distract us with entertainment and subtly just overtake our minds, and they take out anything you see on TV about the paranormal or the occult is usually pro-occult and pro-paranormal. So you see very, very little of any criticisms, even on the Christian stations. It's very strange. You don't see a lot of attacks on the New Age or the occult like you used to on Christian television. Back in the 70s, they used to have a lot more of that. You'd have evangelical pastors who had TV shows who would actually look at the New Age movement and take it apart, like Walter Martin was a big fellow. Now, you have a few people out there who are pretty good, like John Ankerberg, but they're few and far between. But on the whole, the entire diabolical aspect or spiritual aspect of life is pretty overturned with materialism. Now, as I was mentioning before the break, everything, if you question the system at all, you're deemed mentally ill. There's a famous psychiatrist named Robert Spitzer who in the 70s declared that homosexuality was no longer a disease. And he is the most influential psychiatrist since Sigmund Freud. People don't even know his name. He put together a book called The Diagnostic and Statistic Manual of Mental Disorders, which pretty much states that if you criticize the government in any way, you're a paranoid schizophrenic. And they just increase the human experience to mental illness. For example, if a 16-year-old teenager is shy, they say this is a social anxiety disorder, and they put the kid on a serotonin drug. The kid, you know, maybe it's normal to be shy towards the opposite sex when you're 16 until you're old enough to handle it emotionally. And now what Robert Spitzer has come out with, there's a big debate about this. There's a new thing called psychosis risk syndrome that psychiatrists are talking about. And this is for perfectly normal people who criticize the government or criticize the banks or criticize the system. They say, oh, you're about to become a paranoid schizophrenic. We have to get you on a serotonin drug. Now, I'm not denying that mental illness isn't real, but there are a lot of alternatives. For example, depression. If you get some exercise and fresh air and sunshine and take some vitamin D, that's just about as effective from the statistics I've seen as a serotonin drug, which they're giving. They want everybody on these drugs, which is a very wrong thing. So I should caution people out there, you know, just think about it. Now, there's a wonderful free movie you can watch at my webpage called The Trap, Whatever Happened to Our Idea of Freedom, which is about Robert Spitzer and how psychiatry is really, they've gotten out of hand, psychiatrists. They're saying that everyone out there is mentally deranged, unless you're happy sitting in front of your TV laughing at Ellen DeGeneres.
We're out of time, William. God bless. Thanks much for calling.
Dr. Stan.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm here at the American Theater Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with William Kennedy this morning. We do carry a four-tape set on the supernatural and the book that accompanies that. It's called The Beautiful Side of Evil. It's Joanna Michelson who had the gift, who actually was a medium. She was being trained as a faith healer until, of course, she finally was convinced of demonic and found out that these hundreds of people who had had these supernatural healings were all demonically possessed. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary, it's real. We have a four-tape set on satanic crimes. We carry the book on satanic crimes. You need to get my talk, certainly. You get my book, first of all, on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and then my talk on The Dark Secret. It's on DVD, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. Then another one called The Forbidden. There's The Dark Secret, and then there is The Forbidden Secret. They're two separate talks, two separate syllabuses, and we simply quote from the speeches of people like George W. Bush, who in his first and in his second inaugural address talked about this esoteric world. And the average person heard the talks and had no idea what he was saying when he talked about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, when our troops fell row on row in defense of liberty, when our people marched beneath the flag Freedom Now. They were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Well, you have to understand, this is esoteric. You throw in all the middle part to confuse people. What George Bush really said is, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. When you understand esoteric writing is designed to confuse you common people, why, Chris, then you can begin interpreting these things. Sometime we'll perhaps do some programs on how you can learn to read the esoteric writings. And once you do, of course, you'll see how they use capitals, letters, how they would use certain phrases. And this is so they can communicate among themselves, so you common people can understand. Certainly let me suggest our talks, we've already mentioned them, the DVD on The Dark Secret, the DVD on The Forbidden Secret, the syllabuses go with those, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, certainly the material put out by our good friend Lynn Marzulli. The DVD is The Watchers 1, The Watchers 2, The Watchers 3. There you'll see the interviews with the doctor who's actually taken the chips out of people that have been implanted when they were captive for the aliens. His book on alien interviews or politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help us financially, we can certainly use it to maintain our 70 outlets of radio, shortwave, internet, satellite. It's an expensive proposition, and we look to the people to help us so we can continue doing what we're doing. And then, of course, we go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. If you have internet, you can listen to us 24 hours a day, and telephone, satellite, get us on shortwave. Encourage others to listen, and then pray for America. But please pray for Radio Liberty. Our business protection is so powerful. May the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or